And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser from the Independence. And damn near everything else that has to do with fishing. I mean, we're talking landings and bait companies and fishing and local and inshore and offshore. It's going to be such a great show. Love having Mark and Paul here. It's going to be a great one. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and rancholeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, talk about two Southern California born and raised, I don't know, you call them moguls? I don't know. But they do it all, man.
We're going to have a great time today. Yeah, Mark and Paul, Mark Paisano, Paul Strasser, we're super stoked to have you guys in here at Independence and just everything that you guys do. We're stoked. It's going to be a lot of fun, you guys. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, totally.
Good to be on again.
What a fun time of year. What a different time of year it is right now. You know, this was traditionally like the, okay, let's take a breath. Long trips are happening on Independence. Landing is a little bit slower and all kinds of time to get to do, your maintenance. But now with the fishing season the way that it is, things starting so much earlier. And, you know, we were used to going to Fred Hall show and then not being busy until June. And, man, it's like April and March. You better be ready to run. So it's pushing a lot of maintenance a lot earlier, and you guys got a lot to take care of, I'm sure.
Yeah, we got a lot of maintenance, obviously, with the big boat, but we also have the bait barge situation. Mm-hmm. We got to get going because now the bluefin is sticking around, so we're going to need live bait, even though we do have rockfish closure all the way through the month of March.
Sure.
we have to be ready and prepared for this bluefin because it's gonna take off.
It sure feels that way. You know, we talked about a little bit last week with the commercial quota getting caught so quickly again, and the volume being so, you know, the way that it is. I mean, there's just, and the last few years, it happening so early, there's no reason not to think that we probably aren't in for another repeat of another great year. And what a year, man, what a year, the Indian, and all of both, everybody at 22nd Street, but just what a year of fishing that was. Give us kind of a rundown of what it was like for you guys, because there was so much fish straight out in front for you guys at 22nd Street, and obviously the great fishing on the big boat. Like, what was the year like as a sum up?
Well, it was another great year. I mean, that bluefin, like you said, starts early every year. You know, at least for the last few years, it started real early. And then we had that Dorado bite, which was
right.
Oh, that's right.
For, you know, I mean,
crazy.
I guess it was what, all August and part of September. I mean, our three-quarter boats out of Pedro were catching limits for days on end, weeks on end, and it just went on and on and on.
And you guys have been around decades. I mean, have you ever seen anything even, like, remotely?
No. The volume
like insane.
Unbelievable.
Not even close. And the thing about it, the amount of fish that didn't get caught.
Right.
Because the boats and the planes and everybody involved saw tons and tons of fish that wouldn't bite. You know, but they were still going out, and they'd find the right kelp and get whatever they wanted.
Yeah, you'd go through two or three, but, you know, the fourth one was the magic one, and away you go.
You know, normally we saw stuff like this for a week or 2 weeks, but this went on and on and on, and more plane pictures and more areas. It just
breezers of them.
Breezer Dorado is just unbelievable for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah. How fun.
Yeah.
And how about the local fishing? How was the local for the half day? The guys have good fishing on the beach this year?
You know, the beach just hasn't been what it used to be, you know, in years past when we had the half day boat.
Mm-hmm.
When Paul and I had the half day boat, it was like clockwork. The barracuda showed up in April, and we started chasing, like, bird school fish off the beach, a couple miles, sometimes out in deep water. We'd chase those barracuda around for a couple weeks, and then they would kind of disappear, and then they would settle in the spots in May. The island would start biting, you know, then the sand bass would move in, and then we'd get our float, you know, our little yellowtail fix, like, summertime and fall. But
this was all Monte Carlo.
And this is all, like, half day. Like, that horseshoe used to be phenomenal fishing.
Yeah. And the thing that changed this year, even though we did have some good fishing on the horseshoe, but by that time the Dorado were biting when we turned all of our half-day and three-quarter boats into all-day
full-day
boats.
Sure. How do you not take advantage of that?
Yeah, I've had a lot of guys give reports, man, we went up to the horseshoe kelp and we got a limited barracuda.
That's
really
great.
Nobody
okay.
else was fishing them.
Yeah.
But no, we had some fishing, but not like Mark was saying. It used to be clockwork.
Sure. Yeah, it was like clockwork. It was you knew you were going to get your barracuda, and then you knew you were getting your sand bass, and the fall you would take care of itself because warm water. And then we'd start getting squid in October, and that would help extend our season.
Sure.
You mentioned squid. I mean, sounds like a little lick of
huge volume this year.
Okay.
Put it this way. We fished squid for about 3 weeks, and then we couldn't even get an order.
Meaning there was so much there.
There was
the
so much the market wouldn't buy it from.
Got it. It wasn't an issue of catching it.
What's different now is that markets own a lot of their own boats, so they're going to give them first shot at it.
Ah, okay.
You know, and we have three squid permits, so to scoop. We're primarily scoopers. We don't seine squid. We scoop. But
explain that real fast. So you light up a big school. It's floating underneath you. You don't wrap a net and draw it closed. You just it's literally like hand scooping in a bigger version.
Yeah, exactly. There's two methods of catching squid. One is the purse seine, of course, where you have a light boat, you circle the boat with a, you know, like you catch live bait, as you know, and you know, you wrap it, you bring it to your bag, and you suck it out with a pump out of the net. What we do is we use our lights to attract the squid around the boat, and then we scoop. So there's nights we're sitting there looking at squid 20, 30 feet down, and
won't float.
It just won't float.
Got it.
Yeah, right. Which, you know, with everything going on these days with the way you harvest and sustainability and everything, it's really a great way to fish.
Yeah, sure.
It's not very effective, you know, as far as comparing it to a purse seine.
But it's very clean.
It's very clean. It's very clean. There's no bycatch.
Yeah, sure. You get exactly what you want, and when you can be done when you want. You can keep
no bottom contact.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
So it's a good way to harvest squid, but you know, over the years, I don't really see purse seine as being a negative way to harvest because
sure.
It really isn't.
It's clean because mm-hmm. for one thing, you're fishing that same little spot,
right?
So you're not. It's not like you're setting your net in all these different areas, you know. You're sitting in one little spot. Usually, a light boat is going to sit on a nest for a while, and you know, it always changes. I'm not saying that always is the case, but so you know, and you're just and it's pretty clean fishery
yeah.
overall. You know, it's so. You know, there are some regulations changing as far as, you know, gear type, as far as what you can use. You know, in the old days, when I started purse seining, when I was 18 years old, when, you know, my family were all purse seiners, they used chain on the bottom of their nets with cable.
Okay.
So it dug into the bottom a little bit more. It, you know, you had more bycatch with that. But now, with the floating purse line, like we use bait fishing and smaller nets, shallower nets,
yeah.
and things like that. We're bait fishing. We use a
very refined.
We use a small net, comparatively speaking, bait fishing compared to what purse seiners, mm-hmm. you know, like guys that are trying to catch bluefin or squid or mackerel or yeah. bonita or whatever.
You're hitting a small, finite piece.
Our bait nets are microscopic compared to theirs.
Yeah.
They're shallow. We don't want to fish a lot. You know, most of the time when we're fishing bait, we're in, you know, 30 feet or less, and you know that's the case.
Do you use the same net to wrap when you guys are fishing finfish, like anchovies and sardines? Is it the same setup that you use when you're? Is it the same style of setup? I know you guys are scooping, but the people that are wrapping squid, is it the same?
Yeah,
setup?
Well, yeah,
it's
the same net, but they use like slightly macro different. Mesh.
Yeah. Okay,
it's
so
deeper.
So got macro it. Mesh is like inch and a quarter, I think, or something like that. See, we use about like. I think our mesh is, what, 7/16?
11/16.
11/16. Yeah. 11/16, and then our bag is half inch. So we can catch a small anchovy and doesn't gill.
Got it.
Doesn't get gilled in the net. Whereas, and it's great to use for squid fishing, but the guys use that bigger mesh just to get more water flow. Because when you got a lot of squid in the net, you don't want to really, it's heavy. You don't want to really have a lot of squid and a lot of water in the net. You know, there's guys that have had issues.
Sure, yeah.
They've capsized boats with too much.
Another thing, squid only live to be anywhere between 9 and 14 months old.
Really?
And they die.
They don't live that long at
all.
That's
the whole cycle.
They lay their eggs and they die.
Uh-huh.
And by the time they float to the surface, probably 70% of them might have already laid their eggs.
Right.
So they're dying. They're on their way out. That's
right.
When you have an area that's floating, it might only float for a week or 2 weeks, and next thing you know, there's no more fish. Well, it already died.
Yeah, and like you say, that's another reason why it is a more sustainable fishery than people probably give it credit for, is you're catching it on its way out.
Yeah,
you know, a high percentage of it is literally just going to go die at the bottom.
And the other thing about squid, this year they caught a lot of squid out in deep water.
Okay.
So they're catching out like Kidney Bank, around Osborne, around some of the deep banks out offshore. You know, so
is that because of the volume? I mean, is that because that's kind of rare, right?
It is rare. I wouldn't say it's rare. It's guys don't look there usually because they're usually on the beach. You know, real good areas this year were from Doom to Magoo. That's always been traditionally a real good area. I remember as a kid when I was 18, we fished that area a lot with my dad with his old seiner. But your northern Channel Islands, Catalina, of course, has always been a great place for squid and the coast, you know, outside of Long Beach. But there was a lot of fish caught at Kidney and some of the deeper banks. So those fish are laying, those squid are laying eggs in really deep water.
Interesting.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
So they never get touched. And they probably have, well, I don't know. The only thing I'm thinking is they probably, when those squid are hatching, there's a lot more predators because they're laying on these banks with tons of rocks.
Sure. Where you know, everything down there wants to eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But here's something, in mentioning everything you just talked about, and a guy pulls up to buy a scoop of squid. Why is it so much? You just described it all without even a listener even realizing that. Because once you catch that and try to keep it and put it in a receiver, I remember from my days, I mean, if you put it in a receiver, by the next morning, half of it could be gone.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem with squid. Because once it lays its eggs, it dies. And
it's
most
gone.
Of the squid we're catching has laid its eggs.
Yeah.
So when we catch it for sport bait, we're lucky if we get 3 days out of it.
Yeah, we like to go on Thursday or Friday night and get the weekend.
Seriously.
And then that's it. That's over.
Yep.
Now, how do you guys prioritize, you know, talking about the bait operation, how do you prioritize what you're trying to keep in the receiver, you know, anchovy or sardines? Is it just what's available for you to catch? Is it based on the fishing? Like, how do you put...
You got your guarantee, which we guarantee right now, sardines. So you always want to have sardines in the barge. If there's anchovy around, anchovy is a time of night type of fishery. Or if we do catch the anchovy, it's nice to add that to the equation. Squid's another one. We're going to try to keep squid catch some squid for this spring for the guys, too.
Sure. That's cool. So that's obviously just one of your hats, the bait operation. Tell us about the big boat. Tell us about the Independence. How's things? It was, I'm sure, another fantastic year of great fishing for the guys.
Yeah, you know, I mean, good fishing. I mean, fishing's, you know, long-range fishing has always been pretty steady as far as your catch because you can go where the fish are.
Sure, and so, you got the time to make it happen.
You have the time to make it.
You had a good trip, too, this trip.
Yeah, they had a great trip. They're coming in right now from a 16-day. They had a really good trip.
That's great. And it sounds like which was kind of a little bit void at the beginning of the year, sounds like there's some good wahoo fishing to be had here late in this season.
Are you talking about on the long trip?
Yeah, on long trips. Yeah. It seemed like it was a little bit less wahoo in the fall, you know, almost like it was missing a little bit, and now these, you know, these later traditional long range trips have been seeing some pretty good wahoo fishing.
You know, wahoo's always kind of hit or miss because it's like when a spot gets left alone for a while, especially like hurricane, you know, nobody hits the bank for a few weeks, and then the first guy that gets down there has a big hit.
A big lick.
Yeah, he had a good hit on this hurricane this year.
Yeah, it's been it was good for some of the guys that got down there. I know Matt's got it. I think he said they had 90 or 100 wahoo for the trip. They had very good tuna fish.
That's great. Yeah. And what's the grade like been for the guys this year? Like I know Paul, you'd mentioned that they have a great trip and a bunch of fish in the hole. What's the grade been like for the long range fish this year?
Anywhere from 80 to 200, a little over 200.
Awesome.
You know, a lot of that 100, 140s, 160s.
Yeah, a lot of 100 pound.
Yeah.
Fish.
That's great.
In the hundreds.
And that was a fish that just, man, found its way into the hatch, bluefin-wise, over and over and over this year. It seemed like any time the Independence untied from the dock, there was a lot less trips that didn't have a 100-pounder than the opposite. You know, I mean, it was just such an amazing year for quality of fish close to home, and I know you guys took, full advantage of that this year.
And the angler actually is starting to fish a little differently, too. A lot of nighttime fishing now with those big night jigs.
Sure.
And so the whole fishery changed, and people are starting to fish more at night than in the day. And it was tough on our crew.
I was just going to say, it's got to be tough on Matt and everybody. I mean, that's people are looking at you around the clock now. When it was time to get a little rest and get ready for the next one, you got to really prioritize when you're fishing.
Well, nighttime fishing is always tougher because you can't see as well.
Sure.
So it's hard to keep the deck straightened out with,
you got
a bunch of fish going, and they're big. It's just a tougher animal to deal with when it's at night.
Sounds like a good problem to have, though, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Speaking of the boat's full.
Speaking of big bluefin and nighttime, I was really surprised at the beginning of the show. You were saying there are a couple of three-day trips that you guys have that have some space on them, which, you know, Indy, we're so used to seeing long trips, you know, a lot of fives and sevens, but I know that you sprinkled some of those 3 days in there just for that reason, taking advantage of this crazy good big tuna fishing we've had so close to home.
Yeah, we sprinkled a lot of 3 days this
year. That's awesome. I think that was a great move.
And just by going on our site, throwing on look at the schedule, you'll see every trip and how many spots are open. So that's a good thing. And there's quite a few trips, little 3 days, a few tens and sevens, and just mix match of things.
We were talking about before the show. Mark said the same thing that like this is a good opportunity to try and snatch one up because as soon as the shows all happen. Bart Hall shows, PCS shows, all those things, a lot of those spots get gobbled up from those shows. So if you're trying to plan your time around and wanting to go on a very big boat that holds a lot of bait that is extremely comfortable to ride on, and you guys don't usually do a lot of 3 days. So, I mean, a really cool chance to get to go fishing before all those spots get gobbled up, because undoubtedly they will, and then if this is successful, it is, they'll probably do what most of your trips do, a lot of re-ride, and it's just a good opportunity to get in, like, on a schedule change.
Yep, get in on the trip.
You know, something that was different this year, Rick, we saw a resurgence in tuna at Aleo's, which was a good thing. A lot of that is that school size, like 20 to 40-pound fish, but we haven't seen that in a while.
Awesome.
So let's see what happens this coming up year. We may get, it might be a notch bigger, hopefully, and like we used to have. You know, Aleo's was, probably the go-to place for
always for four, sure
40 to 80 pound tuna, yellowtail, wild. I mean, you could drop the anchor. I can't think of how many trips you drop the anchor and you sit there and you're catching tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and you don't even move. You just sit on the anchor and it's anchor fishing.
Such a cool destination because it's a long way from everything. So cool looking, seeing those big stones sticking out of the water. And then, like you say, shots at trophy, shots at variety, and anywhere. You could fly line a bait and catch a tuna, yellowtail, a wahoo. You could drop a bait to the bottom and catch a big yellowtail or you know, whatever kind of cool miscellaneous big bottom fish, groupers, and all the stuff you even have at home, you know, big whitefish and sheephead. Like, it's just, that's a really cool spot to get to go fishing. Oh, yeah. What's the ideal length of trip if you're going to take advantage of Alejos?
7 or 8 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it takes a couple days to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes about 40 hours, roughly. Usually leave here and you get there, like, you leave here at say, 10 in the morning, get your bait, get out of the point by noon. You usually get down there by 9 in the morning or so.
That's cool. Awesome. Well, man, we got so much to cover, Corey. Such a fun show having Mark and Paula here. And like I said, this, the knowledge of these two guys is just endless.
I agree with you, man. From the bait company to the independents and beyond, right? So, got a fun couple hours ahead of us having these two guys. And, man, a really cool prize, too, Rick. Courtesy of APCO.
Yeah.
Super cool, man. I wish I had this. One lucky caller texter. Paul was checking out the coin there. He's going to flip it at the end of the show. And that'll determine whether it goes to a texter or a caller. So when you do text the show, make sure you leave your contact info, your name and telephone number. Because APCO has given us a really cool Reaper windproof jacket from APCO. It's constructed of a durable three-layer stretch soft shell ripstop with an ultra-warm Hexatron fleecing. And it has an integrated neck gaiter, too, all courtesy of APCO. So giving that away at the end of the show is super cool, right?
Those jackets are bitching. If you want to scope it out, too, I know Pete put up a picture on our social media. You know, talk about a place to really test some foul weather gear in Patagonia. You know, place so rugged, crazy winds that come up and happen down there in the rain and the wild. But a cool picture of that prize you're going to win from Pete down in Patagonia. And we'll look forward to having him back in the studio tomorrow talking about the big trip and everything about it. But, yeah, what a cool prize for one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show.
Right. And so your way of doing that is texting the show via the app, only through the app. Again, make sure you leave your contact info or give us a call. We have one open line right now at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More with Paul and Mark when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app at Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the Yellowtail and Calico Bass Capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. fishingrods.com.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know we have been loading up on Shimano tackle. So take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on Shimano Talica with a Hagani body to prevent misalignment, or the Shimano Trinidad, our top choice in Star Drag reels. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle huge preseason sale February 11th and 12th. We'll see you at the landing.
Dave Brown here from Okuma Fishing Tackle. Be sure to stop by our booth at the Bard Hall shows to check out the hottest new gear for bluefin fishing, like the new Tesoro and Salinas spinning reels, as well as put your hands on the new BioFlyer from Fish Lab. See you there.
It's a whale of a show.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Cook Up, man. All the chatter in here and good times on Let's Talk Cook Up. If you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. We're giving away a really cool APCO Reaper windproof jacket. I mean, super, super cool. It's got one of their new things, right?
Yeah, Reaper's like always kind of been their high-end line of I don't even know, foul weather gear is the right way to put it, because it's a nice, you know, nice jackets, nice sweatshirts, that kind of stuff. But this is brand new to it, and it is. It is a very cool jacket, like something that's nice enough to wear out, but still a legit waterproof, windproof killer jacket. They are going to crush it with that thing. It's brand new. Yeah, that will be a very, very popular one.
Before we go any further this morning, I think it's your birthday today.
It is.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah,
happy birthday. Right?
Thank you. Yeah.
You got to spread it along,
well,
right?
Thanks, man. Yeah. 41, man. I've been doing the show. I started doing the radio show with Pete when I was 13.
Isn't that
and
crazy
I'm 41 now. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a few
like
years.
And like you say, you've been doing the show longer.
Yeah. Longer than I haven't.
Well, happy birthday,
thanks, buddy. I appreciate that very much. Well, hey, we're going to talk to a great friend of ours, speaking of somebody that's been a friend for a long time, and that's Mike Lum with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, a.k.a. Friends of Rollo. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Mark, Paul, nice hearing your voices.
Good morning.
And,
morning,
Corey, Mike. Nice having you back on the show. Thank you. I don't want to interrupt what you guys are doing because it sounds fantastic, but I wanted to let everybody know this morning that this is the time of year when we do a number of promotions to sell our annual raffle tickets. That's how we raise money for Captain Rollo Kids at Sea, and it's how we get as many kids out on the boat for the first ocean fishing trip as we do. And so we've got a very special promotion.
This is cool.
Our annual raffle tickets have been selling now for a few months, but we really haven't done much to focus on them. But thanks to the folks over at Batson, they came up with a wonderful idea. They gave us 8 ultra custom rods. They provided everything, the rods, the blanks, the components. They built the rods, and the collection of rods that they gave us to do this promotion is amazing. And I'll say before we go any further on this, they are all viewable in detail with model numbers and complete photographs at rollokids.org. If you go there, you'll see the on the homepage. Click on the little orange bar; it'll take you to the details, and they are fantastic.
I think your description of ultra custom was perfect. It was such a cool thing. Batson is a really cool, industry company that sells rod building components, and virtually every rod you buy from every manufacturer probably buys a lot of, some of, part of their parts from Bill Batson, and they have such a team of builders who built just, I mean, I really encourage you to go on and check that website, Mike. They're like works of art.
Yeah, they really are, and like, even if you end up not participating in this, you ought to take a look and understand what the Batson components can, when they're all put together, what they can look like. And these rods are fantastic. So they were nice enough to give us 8 of these custom built rods. And so what we're doing to promote our annual raffle is we're offering books of raffle tickets. Now, a book of raffle tickets is $25. They sell for $10 per ticket, so that's $250 for a book. We have reduced that to $200, so you're getting 5 free raffle tickets. And for every book that you buy, you'll get 1 entry into the Batson special drawing, which will take place the moment we sell 100 books. That's all we're selling. We're not going to let this go on past that. If you buy a book of tickets, you will be one of 100 people entered, and then we will draw six winners, and all six winners, in order of how they're drawn, will get to pick which rod they would like. And the two remaining rods that are not selected are going to be moved over to the Tuna Wars promotion in June. So every rod here is going to help us put more kids on the water. And it's very simple. You just call Tim Baker. His phone number is 909-23-9631.
Read that one more time for us, Mike. We dipped out there. I'm sorry.
It's 909-223-9631, or you can send him an email at tim@rollokids.org, and he will get back to you. Due to California state law, we have to sell these tickets over the phone or in person. We cannot sell them online. So you can send him an email. Please give him your name and phone number, because if you don't give him your phone number, he can't email you back and sell you a ticket. He has to do it by phone. And as you can imagine, he's going to be very busy this morning and tomorrow selling these tickets. And I hope everybody will go to the website, rollokids.org, check out this promotion. Take a look at the annual raffle prizes we're giving away. That's really special. We've got trips from Katmai Lodge. We've got trips from the Polaris Supreme. We've got Adventures in Camping giving us a trip again this year, and Ricky, you know all about that. We got a Shogun trip on there. We got a spot on the upcoming Tuna Wars, which is going to be a hard spot to get, because we're going to be completely sold out. This year we're going to have three boats, and they're going to all be full. So the list of prizes is quite long. You'll see that at the same place that you look at the rods, at rollokids.org. General raffle tickets are $10. If you don't want to buy a book of tickets, we would still love to have you call and buy a ticket or two for the general raffle. But I think once you look at these rods and you realize that you're going to be one of 100 that have a shot at these six rods, I think you'll change your mind. And so I encourage everybody to do that. Rick, can't thank you guys enough for letting us barge in here and tell people about this. And we're looking forward to a wonderful promotion. We want to get as many kids as we can out on their first ocean fishing trip.
Well, it's our pleasure, and again, I highly encourage you to either jump on the Rollo Kids, all the social media sites have it, but really where you see it best is at rollokids.org, because like you said, you can see every rod, and everything exists, from inshore bass rods to big tuna rail rods, and all of like the team builders for Batson, they donated their time, Bill donated all the components. It's just everybody put a lot of work into making this a thing where there's no money kicked out, and all of the money raised is going to take kids fishing. An awesome job, Mike. A really cool promotion. One more time, give us the phone number for Tim if we want to buy a book of tickets to take advantage of all the big prizes and then also get entered into winning a beautiful custom rod.
You just call Tim at 909-223-9631. I assure you that he is going to be very busy. So if you leave your message, what he needs from you is your name and telephone number clearly, so he can call you back. He'll call you back in the order that this comes in, and the email works very well. Tim@rollokids.org, and he'll be selling tickets for the next until they're gone. But he'll be very busy this weekend, so email is not a bad way to go. Just give him your name and phone number. He'll get back to you.
That's awesome. I think this one's going to be tremendously successful. Maybe you guys can give us an update tomorrow. Let us know how many books we sold, and we'll tell everybody about it again.
I will call back in the morning. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks,
and we'll talk tomorrow.
Appreciate that very much. Well, Corey, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Mark and Paul. Why don't we jump into it?
Yeah, let's start it off with Ryan. Ryan, calling from Irvine. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. And I just got to say, when Captain Paul and Mark started talking about how half-day trips used to be clockwork, man, that brings me back. I remember the good old days. I remember going out, filling up on calicos and sand bass, and then trying to weed out sand bass for a nice barracuda and all that stuff. Oh, man, that used to be good stuff. But my question for you guys is, there was a time period, I think it was between maybe, 2009 to 2010 or 11, where the sand bass locally just practically disappeared, and a lot of anglers were, a lot of rumors are coming come out from these anglers saying that, you know, you either kill them all or they either migrated out or they just moved out somewhere. And I wanted to hear what your guys' take on what happened to that sand bass back then, because that used to be like the main fishery for these half day trips.
Yeah,
it's a great question.
It is a great question.
We got a lot of theories. How true they are, we don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of theories on it. I'm not sure.
Cycles? I mean, think about Barracuda, Chovy cycles, and we're just kind of entering that again, yeah, really, in my opinion.
It's really hard to say. We've talked about it a lot. You know, he has theories, I have theories, but it did. The migratory sand bass, the ones that would move up in the mud and spawn. And
by the thousands.
By the hundreds of thousands. Yeah. We don't see that anymore. We do see them on the spots, and they look like they're migratory fish. They're real clean. You can tell migratory fish are real clean. They're usually a little lighter in color. Their bellies are really white. Huh. They're usually, you know, they're usually squirting when you catch them. But
at the end of the day, what I noticed the last few years before this happened was the fish would move in, and on the sonar, I'd mark them in big schools.
Okay.
All right. Where in the past years, they would come in, and I wouldn't find that big red school. Mm-hmm. I would find a lot of scattered fish. So you get in an area, a lot of fish around, you anchor the boat, and as time goes up, they build up on you. In the last few years, you'd have to actually find the huge school. You get on it, they bite like hell for half hour, and then they move off. But that tells me the fish are not settling down on the bottom to lay their eggs for some reason, you know.
Interesting. That's super interesting.
The last 2-3 years, even the last couple of years when they did move in for a little bit, mm-hmm. they know, oh, yeah, we'll get on a huge spot, but you wouldn't find the scattered fish throughout the area. Going down the line on the half day run, I used to run the sonar, and I used to know I started to get in the area. I start marking I start knocking them
a little bit here, a little bit there.
And then you start noticing, okay, should I stop here? Nah, you have to pull yourself back from not stopping the boat prematurely. Because you know if you go another mile or two, it's going to be game on.
Yeah, you don't want to break the golden rule of leaving them and finding them, but you've got to find the nugget.
Right, that's how it was. But before this fish started leaving, I started noticing big schools,
mm-hmm.
but not the scattered stuff. And I don't know if that had anything to do with bottom interaction with stuff. I don't know.
But I definitely think over the last decade or so or a little bit more, there's a little bit more and more each year, I think.
It does seem like there's a trend, an upward trend.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everything, you got to remember, everything in the ocean cycles.
Totally. Thank you.
Yeah. It does cycle.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah. We're in a squid cycle.
In our speck of time, I mean, think about it. We live to be whatever. We live to be, let's just say, 75 years of a lifespan. It's just a speck of sand in the time glass or hourglass.
And some will remember, as we went through a 5-year cycle of extremely warm, you know, water. El Nino-ish kind of, well, solid El Nino for 5 years, and that's not healthy for sand bass, that's calico, and inshore fishing.
I mean, 60s and the 70s and early 80s, the water was always at 67, 68 degrees. Mm-hmm. We had the El Nino of 83, brought the water up to 72 degrees. The fish was still around, but now that water 74, it's
all
warm
time.
A lot.
Yeah.
And that might have had something to do with it.
Sure.
You know?
Like you say, there's a lot of things that no one could put their finger on. I mean, we caught a bunch of fish. The conditions have changed. The bait has changed. Yeah. The water has changed. I mean, who knows what that thing is? But like you say, that's the beauty of a cyclical thing, is it usually always does roll back around.
If you live long enough, you'll see it.
Yeah, right.
Hey, instead of sand bass, you're catching Dorado.
Yeah. So, exactly.
Let's go.
Yeah. Great call, Ryan. I appreciate the phone call very much.
Hey, we've got the Castman on hold. It's brought to you by Dean Lanny on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies. When it comes to freshwater tackle, I know Rick and Brandon, I mean, they're all fired up about El Salto.
Yeah.
And visiting East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 and Broadway's the Lemon Grove mm-hmm. one there, too. So you got all three of them. You can check danalanding.com for any of those. And
The
cast man on hold.
We're fired up. Let's talk to the cast man. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, boys. Good show this morning.
We're having fun.
I know. You guys sound like you're having a hoot. Anyway, you know, not much to report, Ricky. That's because of the north winds that are blowing this time of year down that Sea of Cortez. Starts all the way up at San Felipe. Blows strong. past LA Bay, past, you know, Loretto, East Cape, La Paz. So if they can get out, Loretto is still doing really well on the yellowtail, with a few Cabrillas mixed in. We get down to San Jose del Cabo there. Of course, those really good banks, the Iman, the San Luis, Vinorama, et cetera. Boy, if they can get out there, there's tuna there, 40, 50-pound tuna. Problem is, you got to get out there real early, and they got to head back early. So they're not really, really getting a chance to really fish it the way they should. But there's still Dorado in the mix. The Cabo boats are fishing on the Pacific side where there's no wind, and they're doing well on the striped marlin there. Also getting into the Dorado and a few scattered tuna, and of course along the beach is plenty of CAR mackerel. Probably the hot spot right now is down at Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. Got a fresh report from down there. Shellfish are within 2 miles of the bay there. Not a lot, but they're starting to come in now in fairly good numbers. And then, of course, they're getting a few scattered Dorado. And, of course, along the beaches there are some really good action on the rooster fish, both north and south of the bay there. Of course, the Sierra mackerel. But that's about the report. Not a lot to report this week. But anyway, anybody wants to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Costa Rica, Central America, South America, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
That's good times for sure, Cast Man.
Appreciate that very much, Cast. Sounds like some good fishing. If somebody wants to join you, get in on one of those trips. One more time, shoot us that number.
800-593-6510.
All right. Appreciate it, Cast. We'll look forward to talking next week.
All right, boys.
All
thanks,
right.
Buddy.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, man. All this good stuff and good talk when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Since 1946, the Hall Family Shows have celebrated the passion of outdoor recreation. The Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds February 16th through 19th will be San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, kayaks, international fishing and hunting lodges, trucks, vehicles, RVs, travel trailers, off-road products, and hundreds of seminars. The Bart Hall Show, presented by Progressive, will provide a full day of family fun. Don't miss the Mammoth Lakes Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Convict Lake Resort's Great American Duck Races, the Okuma Bass Tank, Accurate Fishing's Main Seminar Stage, Iowa Saltwater Stage, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Mammoth Lake Seminars, Costa Sunglass Prizes, Kids Casting Contests, Laser Shot, and more. Celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows February 16th to the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Tickets at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com. It's a whale of a show.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Captain Rollo's 2023 Grand Raffle tickets are now available, and we have an amazing promotion to kick off the new year. Batson Enterprises have graciously donated several Rain Shadow custom rods. All of these rods include the materials that Batson is known for, with Rain Shadow blanks and Alps rod components. Captain Rollo's will be giving away these one-of-a-kind works of art to 6 lucky listeners. When you buy a book of 2023 Captain Rollo raffle tickets, you will receive one entry into the Batson Custom Rod Drawing. Only 100 books of tickets will be sold. Books of tickets will be $200, and you will also receive 5 grand raffle tickets for free. To purchase tickets, please email Tim at RolloKids.org or call Tim at 909-223-9631. Our thanks go out to Bill Batson and his team for making this promotion possible to get more kids on the water. Thank you to everyone for your support, and good luck.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, Rick. We're having such a great time, and lines are full, but I'll give you the telephone numbers. 213-432-1090 when somebody drops off, or text us via the app. And the only way to do that, and at the end of the show, APCO has given us a really cool Reaper windproof jacket. Constructed of a durable three-layer stretch soft shell, rip stop. I mean, it goes on here, right? Yeah. Ultra-warm Hexatron fleecing and just an integrated neck gaiter, the whole thing. So one lucky texter or caller is getting that at the end of the show.
You got it, man. Phones are dead to absolute pack. We've probably got 70 texts standing by, but we're going to be taking your phone calls and texts right now. I had a great text come through. It says, good morning, boys. Growing up in the South Bay, I've done most of my fishing out of San Pedro. One of the boats that I fished the most was the Sport King with Jim Peterson and now with Bruce Root. My question is, do you guys have a good Jim Peterson story or memory from the early days on the Sport King? That's from John and Carson.
John, we have so many. We'd be here till sundown.
We both worked for Jimmy for years and years and years, like in high school. When me and Paul met in high school, we were working for Jimmy. And he was like her second dad.
Yeah, I remember after I just got my driver's license, and he used to go, son, come on down. I'll let you take the boat to the fuel dock. Well, I was 17 years old.
That's cool.
So that was my big thing at 3 in the afternoon, go down there and take the boat to the fuel dock and learn how to run it.
Same thing. I remember he was teaching me how to dock a boat, and I'm like 15 or 16. I'm young, you know. And he goes, go ahead, kid, take it. And so I pull it out of the slip, and I'm shaking. I'm literally
physically shaking.
Sure. I'm nervous. My knees are shaking. And he goes, just ease in there. He goes, just remember, if you're not going too fast, you can't F anything up. I remember him always saying, just go slow and easy till you get it down. And I remember bumping it in there. He goes, well, you can go faster than that. I finally, him teaching us. And yeah, he was funny.
Was that where both of you guys started your career? Was the Sport King?
That was the Sport King.
That's cool.
Yeah, and Bruce, at the time, Bruce, who now owns the boat and worked for Jimmy forever, at the time, who did he work for?
Bruce worked for Sears and Roebuck.
Yeah.
And he used to fish on the boat.
Yeah, he was like...
regular passenger.
He was a regular guy on the boat. And he would sit on the upper deck, smoking his cigarettes like he likes to do, with a cocktail. And he wouldn't fish there's yellows in the chum line. He'd run down the ladder and throw bait. He's a hell of a fisherman.
That's awesome.
I mean, he'd run down and hook fish.
He was my first deckhand.
Over the years, you guys have helped so many people establish their career in this business and done the same thing that clearly he did for you guys. That's got to give you a fun sense of pride of helping or watching a guy take the boat for the first time. How many times has that now happened for you that you got to help somebody pull the boat away from the dock and all that kind of stuff? It's got to be a fun sense of pride for you at this point.
A lot of these kids started on the half-day boats.
Yeah.
And then we learned them on the half-day boats, got them used to it. And then Mark was on the Islander. I was on the Monte Carlo. And I'd go, Mark, I got a good one for you.
Yeah.
You know, this kid's good. He's going to be over and above this half-day stuff here by next year. So we would ship him down the same
area. Right. it's like your farm system.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Ronnie, I got his deckhand named Ronnie, the old-timer. And he was a great guy. And then we just got the Islander. And Mark goes, man, I'm down here in San Diego. I got no crew. I go, well, all right, give him Ronnie. And Ronnie was on that boat till the day he died.
Yeah,
he died. He died on the Independence.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember. Ron
Wilson. Of course I do. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a heart attack on the boat one day. We got in off a 16-day trip, and he was just. It was the day after he was on the boat kicking back, and He went in the galley, put his head down, and passed away right on the boat.
Wow. Yeah,
that's pretty, I mean, sad, but what a cool what a cool life lived at sea, you know. And
I didn't suffer.
Exactly. No, we'll all be so lucky. We'd all be so lucky.
People that go through an illness, whatever, cancer, whatever.
Of course.
It just debilitates you to the point where, you know, because I watched my mom die of cancer. That was horrific. You know,
yeah, he got to do what he loved till the day that he passed away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's how we would all like to go out, I think.
Yep, no doubt about that.
I agree with you.
Well, phones are dead packed up. Let's jump into them, Corey.
How about Mike? Mike calling from Torrance. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning from Torrance, South Bay. You guys know it well, Mark and Paul. Since we're doing the old time thing, I used to fish from the Isle of Redondo, but that's not why I'm calling. Mark and Paul, back when we used to buy bait on the Redondo fishing pier. Not next to it, on the pier.
I remember.
I fished the Independence a lot with Jeff, unique guy, and people out, you know, the whole thing and sport fishing. What's your favorite boat? What's the best boat? It's all, for me, it's always the Independence. Which means it's probably the best sport fishing boat in the world for size and comfort, and I'm a big guy. Rail space makes a difference, but you know, I often tell people don't go on Independence; it'll ruin you for the other boat. that's not why I called either. You guys brought up a topic I'm really interested in, which is banks that people don't normally fish. I'm a geologist; I study the bathymetry, and you know, we fish the Tanner and Cortez, but I look at the bathymetry for like the Cherry Bank and some of these other banks, and I mean, is there bleach in there? Is there reason? You know, we don't go there on sport fishing boats. Like, what are the banks that you guys think there's bluefin on that, you know, people don't go to?
That's
well,
a great question.
Yeah, no, it is a great question. And you know, it's funny you mentioned Cherry because a couple years ago, I know Jeff, my partner on the Amigo and Freedom, he was fishing Tanner and Cortez for that bluefin. It kind of disappeared for a couple of days. And I said, hey, man, look at the water temp. It's good up on Cherry. I don't think anybody ever went up there, but there's no reason. Cherry comes up to about 45 fathom, maybe a tad shallower. I think you might be able to find some 40 fathom on top of that bank. But that's I know my dad used to catch bluefin around it.
Sure.
Back in the day when they fished bluefin in purse seining, you know.
Is it just distance makes it more difficult or it's just not what you do? Like
It's 20 miles north or above like Tanner.
Okay.
So it's not far.
Yeah.
And we used to go rockcod. It used to be the place to go rockcod fishing.
It comes up to 50 fathom. The thing is, the bluefin are eating this rockfish. So anywhere there's rockfish, you can find bluefin, I believe, or you know.
You know, growing up down here, we never went there, but I've always heard about that back in the day of big cow cod scores. I always hear people talking about big cow cods Cherry Banks and things like that.
We used to commercial fish it, like when things slowed down in December, January, we would fish Cherry with just the crew, and we would keep primarily target reds and cows and stuff, and there's a lot, you know. That bank between 90 and 125 is phenomenal fishing for reds and cows.
There's more cows now than ever. When we're commercial rock cod fishing, we really, you know, we got cows. Well, you usually got cows on ledges where you didn't really fish much, where the big cows came from. But for the most part, it was reds that we were after because they had a better price. But the
I think what's interesting about cows is we would target them in deep water. You'd never catch them in 50 fathoms. Now you catch them incidentally.
In shallow.
So what that means, obviously,
it works.
Is they're coming back. And we know that from the surveys. They're coming back. There's probably, if you fish deep water, it'd probably be full speed.
That's cool. You guys have done so much fun stuff in your careers, from half day to long range of bait. Is there one that gets you more fired up than another? Do you love driving the bait boat? Do you love going on a long range trip? Do you just love back to basics and half day fishing? Like, what is it, if you could, you know, what is it? I know that you guys do all of them and you do it all successful. What's your favorite?
The big three for me, fish and bait, if I don't have no problems.
Okay.
Like snagging nets.
Sounds like a nightmare.
I like rock cod fishing deep water with 35 hooks. And I like catching calico bass on 8-pound test.
Now we're talking.
Oh, man.
Well, the 8-pound test, we can leave at home. But calico bass sounds like
because fun. It's a challenge.
Fishing
a half-day boat with light line was fun.
Everything's so different. I mean, what's fun about our job or how our business is structured, and we do a little bit of everything.
Sure, yeah.
You know,
somebody needs a break, and you'll fill in. You know, you drive a half-day boat. You drive a bait boat. You whatever.
Yeah. enjoy hopping on the boat, sport fishing, enjoy bait fishing,
That's cool. I know. I'd be running the half-day boat back when we first got the Independent. I'd be on the half-day boat, all of a sudden something happened. I ran a 16-day hurricane.
Yeah, the next day. That's pretty cool. Crazy.
And then you get home, and the guy goes, hey, we're out of bait at the barge, and such is sick, so you need to run the boat tonight or tomorrow night or
That's
whatever.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
Hey, another fun text came through from John. This is John in Rancho San Diego. What a great show. Mark and Paul, you guys have done so much and seen a lot of cycles yourself. What do you guys feel about the possible return of albacore? What's it going to take? There's been a lot of rain and cold weather this year. Will this be it?
I hope so. We're fishermen. Live in hope and we die in despair. But you know what I've seen, those albacore have slid south a little bit. And this would probably be a better question for the guys that, you know, there's a lot of albacore fishermen here in San Diego go up and fish it up on the border in Washington, Oregon and stuff. But it sounds like that stuff has slid a little further south the last few years. So there is a possibility it could slide further south. We're hoping.
And what was weird about the albacore, even during the good days, we always had two species. We had a northern and a southern.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the southern?
Yeah, right.
And there were times, I'm sorry, Paul, but there were times where it would just show up in the fall.
Right.
Like you would have your, you know, traditional yellowfin kind of year, and then...
Yeah, I think a lot of this attributes to the water temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So back in the 50s and 60s when the guys commercial fish, the fish used to come in through Guadalupe and then come up.
Yeah.
Where the water was cool, though, too.
And, you know, again, we talk about cycles and all of the things, and, you know, it's not like the albacore fishery isn't healthy. I mean, the stocks are great. Those guys had a great year again this year. Sounds like a little bit of a different year with really good numbers of fish, but it was a lot of scattered, a lot of jig striking and things like that. Not as much of the big mega schools balled up for the bait fishing, but it was really healthy and lots of fish around. It's not like there's none around. Those guys are crushing it. It's just up the beach from us now.
Once again, get the world map.
Yeah.
See where we're at. See where they're at. And you can see we're just a little post camp.
That's a great
not even
call.
A post camp. We're just an eighth of an inch square that we're asking for the fish to come into.
Totally.
And they might say, you know, in 4 years from now, we might think about coming to that area.
But yeah.
We had it so good for so many years, and now the fish have moved to a different area.
Yeah, you think about trans, you know, ocean migrations, and I mean, if they're a degree, if it's a degree off over an entire span of the ocean, it becomes a different state. You
200
know,
miles is nothing for fish.
Nothing.
You know? And if we're talking cycles, and we're talking, I mean, can you complain about the cycle we've been in the last 7 or 8 years?
No complaints.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about John? John called from Escondido. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Question for Ricky and then you guys. My question for Ricky is, hey, last year we went to that swap meet that was over there at Seaforth for, I don't remember if it was for CCA or it was for Kids of Rollo. Are they going to do that again this year or have they already done it? And then my question for your guest is, do they ever go up Northern California to chase the albacore and stuff up there instead of going south?
I never had to, so I didn't know. But there are boats that do go north. Mm-hmm. They have commercial fleet that fish north.
Yeah. And in terms of the swap meet, that's a fundraiser for Friends of Rollo. And basically, so Rollo takes a bunch of donations of used gear throughout the year. And there's several drop-off locations. Fisherman's Landing happens to be one of them. Dana Landing. I know a lot of other great spots. But it's literally just I got extra gear. I got new gear, I'm going to donate my old Trinidads, my old 4.0s, whatever it might be. I cleaned out the garage. This is the stuff I don't need anymore. You can drop it off, get a tax-deductible donation receipt for it. And then they hold all of that gear. And then the sale is held once the amount of gear becomes appropriate for it. So it's not a set date. The last couple have been at C4 Sport Fishing in the parking lot area there. I know that it will happen again because that's exactly what they do. So I would say stand by. Maybe when Mike gives us an update tomorrow on this Friends of Rollo custom rod promotion, we can get an idea if they have a timeline in their mind. But, yeah, definitely will happen again and a fun promotion with all that killer used gear.
Yeah, you can't complain about that, right, Rick? Exactly. Here, we're going to be right back. More from Mark and Paul are going to combine it together, right? Exactly. When we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab, they're mighty at 1090 ESPN Radio.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we engineered the truck of the future for everyone.
Ford F-150. Available with a ProPower onboard generator and a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. Because the truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's for America. Ford F-150. Drive one today. Come in now for a huge selection of vehicles, like the 2022 Ford F-150 for 1.9% APR for 60 months, only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month, per thousand financed, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/3/2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
It's coming soon, the most exciting sports show of the year. The all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven buildings of the fairgrounds, 217,000 square feet, plus seminars and a free kids' trout pond. This year, the PCSO has added freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to fishing travel destinations. Four full days, Thursday, March 2nd to Sunday, March 5th. The 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Kate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.